Bible this morning to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. It's the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, it's the Sermon on the Mount consists of three chapters, 5, 6, and 7. We're in chapter 5 this morning. If you look down in your Bible at chapter 5 at verse 43. You've heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. It's kind of hard, ain't it? Is that hard for you? That it may be, that ye may be the children of your Father, verse 45. Which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brother only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. What a passage of Scripture, folks. I want to talk with you on this subject today, the way God loves, the way God loves. If you just listen to those verses there, God loves those that don't love Him. God loves those that despise Him. Boy, He's a God, isn't He? He's not like me. Amen. Is he like you? Amen. Let's talk about man's love just a little bit. God's love and man's love is so strangely different, isn't it? Man loves those who love and respect him. But God loves even his worst enemies. Brother Chavis got on that a little bit in his lesson this morning. Man will love sinful things. Right? Man will love sinful things, but not God. Man will refuse to love God, but God still loves man. You cannot make God stop loving you. Think about that. I bet I could do something to make you despise me. You might already. But you can't do God like that. He still loves you. I'm talking about the way God loves. The way God loves. You cannot make God stop loving you, but a little dispute and man will begin to hate his fellow man. Man's love can grow cold. Jesus told us about a church whose love dwindled. In Ephesians 2:4, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Ephesians, the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 2:4 states that. And Jesus was disappointed with that church because they didn't love him like they used to love him. But God still loves that church anyway. Even though they had kind of drifted from Him, He still loved them. Since today's Memorial Day, or this weekend is Memorial Weekend, I'll tell you how I'm talking about the way God loves. And one of the first things after this introduction that came to my mind, the way God loves, is He gave us soldiers. God gave us soldiers. Human history is filled with man's love for other people, as seen in soldiers dying for people of their country. Our soldiers loved their country. They went to fight for our country. They're in the army and services for our country to defend its people because they love it. God loves us by giving us soldiers. Millions and millions of soldiers has gone to wars and been killed. And you know what I believe is worse than being killed? Is to see some of them I see on TV with no hands or legs or feet, or their faces all mangled up because they served their country. And it's cost them the way it's cost them. And what's even sad, so much of the time our government don't support them like they should. Amen. Amen. That's really pitiful. So God has given us millions of soldiers that's gone to war, and as I was talking a while ago, many of them 17, 18 years of age. Millions of soldiers, young, less than 20, that never had a family. Many of them probably never even had a girlfriend, got killed defending this country. That's love in action, these men going to fight for the country. And God was loving this country by providing those men with a desire to be in the service. Without soldiers, we would not have our liberty and freedom as we enjoy it today. We couldn't even be here. In times of peace, our nation maintains a well-armed military force to defend our national interest at home and abroad. And if we didn't have a strong army, we'd be overrun.
Yes, sir.
You let liberals get into leadership, and they let it go down. When our president today came into office in 2016, he says we didn't even have any ammunition for the army. The planes didn't even have parts. And a lot of the planes couldn't even be flown. Talk about army planes and equipment. Wrong people in government, leadership. And when it gets so low down, other countries just take advantage of you. Soldiers' love for their family and friends and citizens merits them as true heroes we respect and treasure. It is strange how we think a movie star as a hero. They ain't no hero. What have they done? They may be popular and we might admire them, but they're not a hero. A hero is someone risking their life or giving their life. Boy, we can get all confused about a hero, can't we? But let me add this. You might die as a hero, but if you ain't saved, you're going to be lost. You'll be lost your life and your soul. You don't go to heaven because you're a hero. You go to heaven because you've been saved by the grace of God, folks. Indeed, we love our soldiers as they are our safety net between us and those that would destroy us. We should be praying faithfully for our soldiers. And we got them on our prayer list to remind us of that. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what our soldiers do. By the way, our police force is the same way, folks. You just want to count them as a soldier too, because I tell you what, they're just like they're on the front lines. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about things. Things. As people, we have a love for things. Things that we need and things that we treasure. These things we need. Amen? We love our homes, our cars, our furniture, our appliances, and things of that nature. They're useful, necessary. We love to have stuff like that, don't we? I went to the barber shop yesterday, praise God. While I was sitting in the chair, my barber told me, said my rags was getting kind of low, so earlier in the day, he had loaded up his washing machine there at his barber shop. Come to find out, he's got a washing machine there and a dryer so he can wash his towels. Right there at his shop. So he has things that's a lot. I want him to use a clean towel on me, amen? Yeah. When we clean up, we love our homes and cars and furniture, appliances, things of that nature. And when we clean up sometime, we find things that we have not seen in years. You ever did that? I was cleaned up a little bit in my office yesterday, and I found that picture of that missionary. And I treasured that because I always admired that guy, that particular missionary. He went to China. He was so professional, folks. There's some things we just treasure. We don't want to throw it away, and it ain't worth 5 cents. You got stuff like that? It ain't worth 5 cents, but you don't want to throw it away. That's the way my wife is. She dreads leaving all her pots and pans behind. Praise the Lord. You know what, folks? We love our community, don't we? Our town, our schools. We love to see a big yellow full moon in November, don't we? Don't you love to see a big yellow harvest moon? At Christmas, we love to see all the lights and hear the sound of carols during the season of the year. You know what? God's loving us through all this, letting us have all this. That's how God's showing part of his love to us, folks. We love the taste of chocolate, don't we? And smell the onions on a hot dog, amen? Or a hamburger and a soft drink to go with it, a big old Pepsi, amen? We love the feel of a fresh shower after a hot, sweaty day and clean clothes to relax in. Isn't that a good feeling? Ecclesiastes 3:13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. I'm talking about the way God loves us, folks. God loves us, folks. all these incidental things in our lives that makes life meaningful and necessary. God is loving us through those things, folks, providing them. We love the singing of the birds in the spring, don't we? And the cooing of the doves from a nearby tree. Think of all these things we love that God has given us to enjoy as we journey along life's road. I love to smell the roses and see all the beautiful flowers, wishing, oh, I wish my azaleas wouldn't fade away every year. But they're soon gone. They come and gone. But when we get to heaven, it's not going to be like that in heaven. I don't believe they're going to fade in heaven like that. We love to take a ride in our car and remember how once we had a ride in a mule and wagon to town. Amen? Big change now, isn't it? I can still hear that old wagon rattling going down the road. Used to, growing up, you'd see a man and woman get in their car and they'd ride around through the community looking at the crops. You don't see that no more. That's past. Sunday evenings, a lot of times, people get out and just look at the crops, ride around, families. We love how we can communicate to a loved one nearby or far away with our phones, don't we? You know, God's loving us, folks. Letting you and I have those things. Used to, we had to write a letter. It'd take 3 or 4 days or a week for it to get to them. And then it'd be 2 or 3 weeks before we get a reply back. Amen? You remember them days? Hey, folks, the generation before us is even worse than that. Yeah. We've come a long ways, God loving us, folks. The way God loves us. And we just maybe take it for granted. Amen? And I think we ought to stop and just think about what all God is doing for me. What has He done for me? And it's not to be a one-way street. We're to do things for God. We're to do things for God. So many things to love and enjoy that we have been blessed with by a loving God. Do we ever stop and really think about it? Do we ever stop and really think about how much God loves me? You ever think about how much God really loves you? You know what I think about? Why would He love me? Why would He love me? I messed up so many times. And then I try to find comfort and I think about in the Bible all those guys that would mess up and God still loved them. God still loved them. God gave them another chance. Still blessed. Yeah, He loves you, folks, no matter how much you mess up. The way God loves is everlasting. Let's talk about another subject. We also have our family and friends that we love, don't we? You know, I see some of these people that go off to places where they're like hermits, just live in the woods way off somewhere, live by herself. I don't believe God wants that. I believe God wants you to be in society, be useful, contribute to society. We as humans are a family. Did you know we're a family? We're a church family. We're a human family. Did you know we're all kin to one another? Did you know you're kin to me, Vashti? You better hush. Brother Searle, you're kin to me. Did you know that? Miss Mary, you're kin to me. We're all kin. I can prove it. You don't have to go get some kind of test tag and see where you come from. I can tell you. We're one big family. No matter the color of our skin or the background, we came from all the same parent. We come from Adam and Eve. We're just one race of people, folks. I get sick and tired of these people that make different races. They ain't but one race. Well, they're going to have a race on the radio after TV after a while, but I'm not talking about that kind of race. There's one human race. I'm no better than you. You're no better than me, no matter what we might think. We're all people. We all need food, we all need water, we all need clothes, we all need one another. And by cracky, as Jeb Clampett used to say, we all need God. Amen. Praise God. But as humans, we're scattered all around the world, and in reality, we only get to personally know just a few people in life. Out of the billions and billions of people. I think about this church. When we get to heaven, all the billions of people that's going to be there, will we ever have time to get around to all of them? We're going to be so happy being with one another. Will we have time for somebody else? Yeah. There's a lot of people. God has made a lot of people because He loves people. He loves people. What a sad truth is with all the other people, there are so many we cannot trust, even in our relationships and the small circles we travel in. There's a lot of people you can't trust. You have to be careful. Have to be careful now. There's somebody trying to hoodoo you. Hey, and like I said, we're all kin. We're all family, yet you got people that'll take advantage of you. Sad world, isn't it? Pitiful world. Many of them are actually our enemies. They hate us, and yet they don't even know us. I see people sometime, and I can look at them, and they see me and who I am. I can see them hating their eyes. They don't like me. I've never seen them before. Don't you find that kind of strange? Someone hates you and they don't even know you. God's not like that. God loves those kind of people. Ain't that something? I tell you what, I have to be honest. I don't fall head over heels and fall in love with them myself. But you know what I'm saying? You know how we can love those kind of people? Y'all listen to me. There ain't but one kind that I know how you can hate, love those kind of people is to pray for them. And if you get a chance, witness to them. That's the way you can love those kind of people. That's the way Jesus did. He met those Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, all those people that was always trying to take advantage of him, trick him. He knew what they were. He knew how to handle them. He was wiser than me. Just pray for them. Don't do anything against them. Don't try to get even. God says, that's my department. I'll take care of it. Brother Chavis read a piece in a Sunday school lesson a while ago. And God says, people that aren't be messing with you because he'd take it up with them. Remember reading that a while ago in a Sunday school lesson? God's looking out. God's keeping account of anybody messing with you. Don't you be messing with nobody else. The only thing we're supposed to be doing is praying for them. Praying for them. Trying to be good. God has given us a family and friends so we can love and live out our life here. It's nice to have a good family, isn't it? Don't you love your family? Your family's special. Oh, I know we're all a big family, but we got all intimate families. Individual. The Bible recognizes all that. But God's loving us through our families, through our society, and through the things He gives us. He's just loving us. Sometimes He withholds things from us because it's not good for us. We might think it is, but He knows better. Proverbs 18:24 states, "A man that hath many friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." When you get out on your dying bed, there's someone that won't forsake you. Someone that'll be right with you to the last breath. Because He loves you. He's gonna take you safely home. Amen. Take you safely home. Change subjects a little. Talk about children. God loves us through children, folks. Y'all listening? We love our children. They're part of us. Before they were born, we were looking forward to them and wondering, what are they going to be like? Is it going to be a boy or a girl? Well, sadly, today they already know before it ever comes what it's going to be. Amen. They almost know it's history. But all this medical devices they got. We have great dreams and plans for our children. We want the best for them. How many times does I hear parents say, "I want my children to have better than what I had"? You know what? That might be a mistake to think that way. They might need to have it hard. There's a lot of children that need to have had it hard. I tell you what, me and my brother back there, it was tough. It was tough. But we didn't know no better. We didn't know no better. We thought everybody had it tough. But it was good for us. Good for us. Yeah. We learned how to work. We learned how to work back in our day. We knew what work was. Those of us who had to struggle hard and did not have much because of poverty want our children to have it a little bit better than we did. But again, better be cautious there. Better be cautious there. God is the one who gives us our children. Isn't it strange how God picks out our children? God picks out the child you get. Ain't that something? All the children come from God. I'm afraid a lot of people don't recognize that today. In this educated society, a lot of folks don't realize children come from God. God decides everything about it. Isn't that amazing? The sovereign one determines all about your child, my child. Even how many. Oh, I know, He'll let you limit it. But sometimes He surprises folks. and they get another one. Amen. God is loving us this way with our children. Have a child that you can call yours. A gift from God. A gift from God. James said it this way. I like what James said. In James 1:17, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. And it cometh down from the Father of lights. Listen to that. Every gift comes from God. You got a gift? Come from God. With whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. I'm afraid too many parents do not understand that God is holding them responsible to teach their children about Him. In our world today, Brother Chavis hit it on the Sunday school lesson about our schools and our colleges that's teaching the children know God. And now they're teaching the children they don't even know what sex they are. Isn't that amazing? Would you have believed society would have come, an educated society would come to this? Oh, it's going to be a sad day on Judgment Morning. Oh, I'm afraid too many parents are going to regret they had a child. Can you imagine mom and dad in hell? And right over there is their children. They might be up and grown, but their children's over there screaming with them. Why? They didn't teach them about God, salvation. Oh, listen, folks. Better be praying for our children. Praying for our children. God is loving you, giving you children. Let's change to another thought, our mates. How thoughtful God was to provide us with a helpmeet. Only God could have come up with this one. A partner for life. Someone to love and encourage us as we face life together. Isn't that great to have someone that you can depend on? Work with, plan with, as you meet each day in life. Genesis 2, beginning at verse 18, and the Lord said, it's not good that a man be alone. There was poor old Adam right by himself in this big, wide world, brother. One man in all the world, and God said, it's not good he be by himself. I'll make him a helpmeet. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. God took one of Adam's ribs, flesh, bone, blood, made the most beautiful mate for him. First surgery. God didn't even go to school to do that. He just knew how to do it. Made a woman just like him, except she was a female. That was the way God planned it. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And therefore a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. God could have made man like he did the angels. Look about the millions and millions of angels. God apparently made them one at a time because they're sexless creatures. The angels were apparently made individually, and They do not mate as God designs humans to be able to mate, to reproduce. God chose that humans would reproduce and create more and more and more humans. There's over 730 billion in the world alive right now. And think about how many have been. All from one man and one woman. Only God could do something like that, folks. Only God could do something like that. How blessed to have a good Christian mate who works with you and stands with you as you face the problems and trials in life. Nothing like having a good someone you can depend on. Do you know this is one way God is loving you? I'm talking today about the way God loves us, folks. The different ways that we maybe take for granted. Yet all the time He's loving us. No matter how we're living, what we're doing, He's still loving us. And still giving to us. Still giving. Do you know God desires to be loved back? God wants you to love Him. You want somebody to love you. Amen. Hey, wait a minute here. This isn't to be one-sided, Ms. Vashti. God wants to be loved too. Did you know God needs love too? Well, I say that. He didn't have any love before He made anything, so He got along, amen? But He wants love. That's my point. He wants His creatures to love Him. Hey, by the way, He don't want no forced love. Don't you say you love me because you want something I got. Amen? Amen? You know, there's a lot of men got a wife, they married them because that man had money. Did you know that? Don't you know that's a lovey-dovey relationship? I was at the vet the other day with our little cat. Yesterday, I guess it was. Was it yesterday, baby? Yesterday. And there was, he got to talking about burial plots. His wife said, "We need to get us some burial plots. They got them over there and people just about. We better get one before they're all gone." He said, "I ain't burying no plot for you to put me in." Said, "You might want to put me in there." Oh, brother. Listen, folks. God wants us to love Him. He's just loving to bless us. He's just loving to give us each day we have. He's just loving us. Loving us all along through life with various blessings. He's just saying, "I want you to love me. I want you to love me." You know, the truth is, He's the only one that deserves love, really, because He's pure and holy. Amen? Amen, folks. Yeah, God wants you to love Him. He made you so you could love Him. He made you so you could love Him. God wants to be loved. The Bible says in Matthew 22:37, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. God wants us to love Him before all things. He requires to be number one in our life. Think of the people in the world, even on this Lord's Day, that don't have time for God. Think of the people that won't even think about God today, period. Yet God made them to love Him and said for them to love Him. What a great sin it is not to love God. What an awesome sin not to love God. How can we love God that we've never seen? By obeying Him. By living as He says. So He can bless us like He wants to. Oh, how many blessings we're missing because we didn't love the Lord. Obey the Lord. Mind the Lord. Blessings we missed. God made us all in His own image. Gracious. He didn't even make the angels like that. And He made you in His image. And He knows what sin has done to all of us. How marred we are. You know what? When we get our new body, and we find out we're not a sinner anymore, period. There's going to be a time in heaven, amen. I would have said there'd be a time in the land, but it'd be a time in heaven, Brother Javis. When we find out I don't have any tendency to sin, won't ever again. There's going to be something going on, amen. I've been trying to imagine how is it going to be when you don't never have a negative thought or a negative pull or anything to get you off the center, and that's the way it's going to be one day. And God's loving us, so we'll get to that state. Amen. Amen. I don't mean to bore you. I want you to know God loves you. He's loving you. He's loving you. One of the best ways to love God is to love your enemy. God says, love your enemies. I don't hear no groaning out there. Amen. Love your enemies. God loves His. We're made in His image. We're supposed to be like Him. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Amen. God gave me this sermon out of the blue the other day. I had another sermon already. It's going to be next Sunday, Lord willing. I was done with it. And the Lord knocked it in the head. He wants me to preach about the way He loves you. You might not be here next Sunday. So I had to give it to this Sunday. Amen, Miss Evelyn. Amen. Love God, love your enemies, God said. Remember, we were His enemy. We were His enemy till we got saved. You don't like to think about that, but we were. That's why God sent Jesus to die, take away our sin, pay our debt, reconcile us to God, give us a spiritual life. You see how difficult God's love is for man? We're so selfish. Now, come on, really, aren't you selfish? Yeah, you're selfish. I know you are. Proud. Ain't you a proud thing? I see I'm a proud so-and-so on their car's bumper sometime. I'm a proud so-and-so. Proud of what? God hates pride. God hates pride, folks. What do you got to be proud of? We're prejudiced. You think you're better than me, right? That's the way man is. I got more than he's got. I'm better. Well, God's going to decide all that at the judgment. We're prejudiced, proud, selfish, greedy. God's not that way. You know me tell you why? You want me to tell you why God ain't that way? He owns everything anyway. What you got is God's. And you got to give an account one day for it. Even the clothes on your back. Yeah, they're God's. God is love, the Bible says. God loves the sinner. God loves to forgive. Think about that. God just loves to forgive. It's kind of hard for me to forgive. What about you? Is it hard for you to forgive? If I step on your foot, Evelyn, will you forgive me? Amen. Amen. He loves for sinners. It's so strong. Jesus' love for sinners is so strong. It moved him to send him to the cross. There was no other way for me to be saved. No other way for me to go to heaven. And God loved me so much in a lost condition, he sent his son to a cross to die for me. The guilty one. He died for the guilty one. What a God, folks. You don't think we ain't going to fall down? That's not good English, but it sounds good to me. Amen? You don't think we ain't going to fall down and praise him when we see him? That he would accept somebody like me? Amen. Well, amen, Miss Bastai. You fall down, you might not get up. Amen. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, anybody can get saved, that'll get saved by believing on Jesus Christ. For he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't come to condemn, put people down. That's amazing. Long time ago I found that out. That was so amazing to think about. God didn't come down here through Christ to put you down, put me down. Well, he knew we were already down. He come to get us up. He come to lift us up. He come to make something out of me. Amen? He's loving me today. He's trying to make something out of me and you today, folks. And he can only do it through Jesus Christ, folks. And he's doing it through Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is what the Bible is all about. The love of God for all mankind. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else, says the Word of God. I've just talked to you how God's loving you today. Just a different ways. I didn't get all the ways. I just highlighted the ways. God has loved you, loving you, loving you, because he loves you. And he just said, please love me, because I am love. God is love. God is love. We got a little cat at the house. And I'm not saying it because it's my cat. But that is it's a little Persian cat. But that is the lovingest little ball of love I've ever seen in my life in an animal. I mean, it just shows me God's love in such a special way. that little old loving, helpless animal that's been sickly all of its life. But it's just, it loves that woman sitting there so much. And you can talk to it, and you can say, "Hey, son." It'll say, "Hey." It won't make a racket. And when he wants chicken, and she goes to Smithfield to get the chicken. God loves folks. Amen. Don't forget it. Loving God, thank you for letting me stand here today. Open up your word. Talk about how you love us, how you're loving us. How you want us to love you, Lord. How you want us to serve you, Lord. How you want to use us, Lord, to show your love to those that are unlovely. There's so many unlovely people, but you love them, Lord. You love the unlovely, Lord. Thank God, my God is such a God that could love a sinner. Even me. Bless your name. In Jesus' name we give thanks. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless. Speak to hearts. I'd encourage you to come to the altar today and just love God a little bit. Just come in and talk to the Lord a little bit. Praise the Lord a little bit. Remember the family and the families, this lost loved ones.